9:27, 4CC now on iHeartRadio's out at Ralston. G'day to the federal member for Flynn, Colin Boyce. Hello, mate.
Yeah, how are you, Hemo? Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, now you're out and about in a community consult tour.
Yes, that's right. In Ralston today, and I'm with the Central Highlands Regional Council, the mayor, and many of the councillors, and some of the council staff having community meetings out here. As I said, we're in Ralston, heading up the Arcadia Valley later on today, and we'll be staying at the Carnarvon Gorge Park tonight.
Right. Now, you're going to be in a tent?
Yes. Accommodation's all booked out, and all we could get was a tent. So, I've put my swag in my car because Carnarvon Gorge is notoriously cold at this time of year, and I hate being cold, so I've got an extra blanket in the car.
I'm just having a look, mate, overnight minimum of one. So it'll feel a bit cooler than that.
Yeah. No, for sure.
All right, mate, 100 years of CWA.
Yes, the ladies are celebrating 100 years of their organisation, and as you know, it's an absolute icon in rural Australia. CWA ladies cater and run many functions at all sorts of community levels throughout Queensland and Australia. 100 years centenary. I have been down to Bundaberg a few weeks ago to have tea and scones and jam and cream with the ladies down there.
They're always the best too, don't they? The CWA ladies are very well known for it. And they're looking for members too, mate. I know that, having a chat to the Port Curtis ladies here in Gladie. They're always looking for members as well.
Oh, yes, and they are, as I say, a long-standing ladies' organisation that is well-respected wherever you go.
Yeah, it's
a lot. Hardly a small town in rural Queensland where there isn't a CWA facility.
Yep, I think most of us have grown up with the CWA ladies always being in the community. And speaking of community, their community grant funding is open.
That's correct. So the applications for grant funding to non-profit organisations are now open, and my office, both in Gladstone and Emerald, are taking applications for that. It's a federal government grant program, $1,000 to $5,000, as I say, to non-profit community organisations to help them along. So I encourage people to make contact with the office and make an application.
Right, they can do that. Jump onto the website as well, and obviously probably Facebook page too, mate. You'll have some links there.
Yes, absolutely. It's all up on the page. If you scroll through it, it's definitely there.
Yeah. Okay, Colt, I know you're busy. We'll let you go. We'll catch up again next week. Thanks for jumping on again this week, eh?
Yeah, good on you, Hemo, and great to talk once again.
Good on you. Our federal member for Flynn, Colin Boyce on 4CC.